الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل ويعلمه الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل ورسولا إلى بني إسرائيل إلى آخر الآية صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we were speaking about the birth or the miraculous birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, how he was born without the means of a father. Now one thing we should note is that in every era, in every time, in every age, in every period of time, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to the respective nations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down with them miracles, mu'ajizat, that were performed on their hands, and these mu'ajizat were most suited to their time and for the people of their time. So if we see, for example, in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, at that time, it was all about magic. And we see it was sihr. Everywhere we read in the Quran, there were the magicians at that time, the sahara, the sahirin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent down Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with a mu'ajiza that bewildered the sahara. And what was that? It was the mu'ajiza of the yad and the asa. We know the incident when he would throw down his staff and that staff then would turn into a big serpent and that serpent would then eat up and swallow up all the other snakes. So that was the magic that was performed by the sahara, the magicians in his time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a mu'ajiza, a miracle that was performed by Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that proved to his people that he is no ordinary person, rather he is a messenger, a prophet, a rasul sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then exactly what happened after that was that these sahara then accepted the nubuwa of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and they believed in him. So likewise we know this was the case with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. We see the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Arabs, their knowledge over the Arabic language had reached the pinnacle. And we see that they were, like they had the best of the shu'ara, the poets, and in terms of their eloquency in the Arabic language, they were like masters in the language. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent down a mu'ajiza. And what is this mu'ajiza? This is the Qur'an. Allah sent down this Qur'an with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this Qur'an, Allah had asked the Arabs in that time who were the most proficient in the language, that listen, try and produce even one surah like this Qur'an, and Allah says, you will never be able to do so. وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Even if you all have to get together and one has to assist the other, you will never be able to produce something like this Qur'an. So last week we were busy with the story of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now before he was born, bashara, glad tidings were given to his mother that listen, your son Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the following things are going to take place when he is born into this world. And Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam was informed all of these things before Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam could come into this world. So that in the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran here mentions that remember when the angels, they said to Maryam that indeed Allah is going to give you, Allah gives you glad tidings of a word that comes from His side. And we discussed this. Now, one of the other things that this glad, one of the other glad tidings that were given to Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam is, وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ, that when Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam comes into this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach him the kitab. And al-kitab means how to write, al-kitaba. وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ, Allah will give him wisdom and Allah will also teach him the Torah. The Torah is actually the book that was given to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will also be taught the Injil, that is his own book, the book that came with Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَرَسُولًا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, and Allah will also make him a messenger. So long before he's born now, this glad tidings is already given to Nabi Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah is telling her that your son is going to become a messenger who will be sent to the Bani Israel. And he'll be addressing them by saying, أَنِّي قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Then listen, I have also come to you with a mu'ajiza, with a sign from your Lord. The sign is basically a mu'ajiza, a miracle now that is performed on his hand to prove that he is a genuine prophet and Nabi from the side of Allah. So what is this mu'ajiza? So we see quite a few things here, quite a few mu'ajizat here mentioned. أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ مِنَ الطِّينِ. One, I would create for you out of clay, كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ, the shape of a bird. So out of clay, Nabi Isa a.s. would make for them the shape or the form of a bird, and then he will blow into that, he will breathe into that shape, فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So that is some, it's an inanimate object, but Allah with His permission and with His command and leave, Allah will make that a real bird. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ. So basically when they would see this here, they would realize that, you know what, this is no ordinary person, nobody can produce such a thing. This is basically, this basically proves to us that Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is a messenger from the side of Allah. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ. Now as we said, every Nabi came with a mu'ajiza that was most suited for the time and for the people of that time. So in the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, it was all about medical science and that was on the rise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam perform such mu'ajizat that bewildered these people, that nobody could perform such a thing, nobody could do such a thing unless he is mu'ayyad and assisted from the side of Allah. And that would now become sufficient as a proof to show you his sidq and his truthfulness, that he is a prophet from the side of Allah. So what did he do? وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ. And I would treat, al-akmah means that person was born blind. So a person who's born blind, now how can he gain his sight again? But Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, as a mu'ajiza, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible for him to treat such a person. So here even the atibba, the doctors now were bewildered. How could such a thing happen? So then they would realize, no, this is no ordinary thing. This is rather a mu'ajiza, a miracle now performed on his hand that proves his truthfulness. So I would أُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ. I would cure the akmah, the person who's born blind, وَالْأَبْرَصَ, and the leper. وَأُحْيِ. At that time they couldn't cure such a person. وَأُحْيِ الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And listen, I will also revive the dead by the means of Allah. Somebody who's dead, now he becomes a jamad, an inanimate object. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him such powers here. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. Listen, I'm also able to inform you what you are just eating now and stuff that you store in your houses. Who could tell of such a thing that is not present in front of him? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again made this happen here as a mu'ajiza. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. لَآيَةٌ means the mu'ajiza. Indeed, in the above mentioned stuff, there are miracles for you. إِن كُنْتُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are now going to believe, if you are true believers, then you will realize and ponder over these things and understand and reflect over these things and realize that these are no ordinary things, but rather they are mu'ajiza from the side of Allah. وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ. One more job, one more mission, one more task. Here in the dunya, my job is also to confirm the book that came before mine. That is the Torah. That is the Torah. They were practicing, there were people who were following the Torah before Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's arrival, because the Torah was actually the book that was given to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So I'm confirming that, listen, that kitab is a kitab which is sadiq. It is a true book. وَلِأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. But I want to tell you now certain things in the sharia of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and in the Torah has now been abrogated. So certain things that were haram upon you, now they become halal. So وَلِأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And so that I may make halal for you some of the things that were forbidden upon you in the previous book. وَجِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. And I have come to you with a sign from your Lord. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So now, fear Allah and obey me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. Indeed, Allah is my Lord and your Lord. So worship Allah. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the straight path. In the next verse, we'll continue tomorrow. Now when he saw that, you know what, these people, yeah, adamant upon the kufr, what did he say, what did he do, and how did they respond? And inshallah, we shall continue.